This week, we're looking at Americans who've allegedly left this country to join the ranks of Al-Qaeda or its affiliate groups. Today, it's an American who's believed to be a terrorist mastermind. Adnan Shukri Juma may be the highest-ranking American in Al-Qaeda, actually responsible for terrorist operations. He grew up in Trinidad. He's lived in Florida. He seems to have easily moved across U.S. borders. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston traveled to Florida to trace his story.
It's lunchtime, and Broward College President David Armstrong tells me about the school's most infamous student.
Well, Shukri Juma was a student here approximately 12 to 14 years ago. He was majoring in chemistry, and he was a good student.
He registered under the name Juma El-Shukri. And until a couple of months ago, few had put together that Juma El-Shukri, the chemistry major, and Adnan Shukri Juma, the Al-Qaeda operative, were one and the same.
I've been here 3 years.
Yeah.
Has this come up before, Rivka? I actually don't know.
I thought it was actually an urban myth.
Rivka Spiro handles media for the college.
When I first got here, it was like, you know, people were telling me about the college, and one of my colleagues said, well, here's another thing you should know. We have, in our past, a student who is alleged to be a terrorist, just so you know.
Urban myth met reality when a Broward professor stumbled on a videotape from an old class.
There are some very wrong things you could do in jumping a cable, but I'm going to start with showing you the right way of jumping, starting a car.
That's Shukri Juma in 1997, teaching classmates how to jumpstart a car.
First thing, you keep your car running, which is this, with a heavy battery. You keep your car running and don't shut it off.
This video emerged as a crucial piece of evidence in a plot to bomb transportation targets around New York City. As it turns out, the suspect in the case, a longtime American resident named Najibullah Zazi, said he'd been sent to the U.S. to launch an attack by an American Al-Qaeda operative. Zazi didn't know the operative's name. The FBI showed the videotape of the student explaining how to jumpstart a car. Zazi recognized Shukri Juma.
I'm Joseph Billy Jr., former assistant director of the Counterterrorism Division, FBI headquarters, Washington, D.C.
Joe Billy was one of the people responsible for tracking Shukri Juma. And he says Shukri Juma understands the importance of choosing terrorists who know their targets.
His philosophy has been, even years ago, to select and use operatives who come from the area that they hopefully intend to launch attacks against. And I think his strategies now are being employed more so than they have been in years past.
Shukri Juma himself is an embodiment of that strategy, a naturalized American looking to attack his adopted home. He was born in Saudi Arabia in 1975. His father is from Guyana and his mother from Yemen. He speaks nearly perfect English. He has a U.S. Social Security card and a Florida driver's license. In short hair, he looks Hispanic. With a beard, he could pass for a Saudi or South Asian. Today, among intelligence officials, he's known as the Elvis of Al-Qaeda. That's because, like Elvis, there have been sightings of him all over the world. And it seems law enforcement always gets there after he's left the building. Joe Billy had to follow up on those sightings, including rumors that Shukri Juma has been in the United States.
I don't believe he's been here. So, and if he has been here, then he has been successful at eluding and continuing to elude.
Shukri Juma's mother is easier to find. She still lives in the same one-story house she shared with Adnan in Miramar, Florida. She's a tiny woman, less than 5 feet tall, and she declined to go on tape. She said everyone has already made up their mind about her son anyway. He's the eldest of six kids. His father, who ran a mosque in Brooklyn in the 1990s, was the interpreter for the man known as the Blind Sheikh, who was convicted of planning the 1993 World Trade Center attacks. Officials say that connection was just a coincidence. Mrs. Shukri Juma says her son is no terrorist. He's too sickly. He has asthma. She says she hasn't heard from him in years. About 3 miles from the Shukri Juma home in Florida, there's an Islamic center. It's run by Sheikh Shafiat Muhammad. Children are at the mosque learning their prayers. Muhammad is a heavyset man from Trinidad. He hired Adnan Shukri Juma's father as a religious instructor, and Adnan was allowed to lead prayers.
He was really a nice, well-mannered boy. I must admit that 199%. He was really liked by everybody.
Adnan had a sense of humor, a certain charisma. Mohammed said Adnan wasn't radical or even remotely anti-American. In fact, it was just the opposite.
You could see that there was in him that desire to enjoy cars, to enjoy the American dream and the American life. So at one point in time, maybe a couple of years or whatever after he came, you could have seen him getting into the American dream life.
That's about the time, in 1996, that Shukra Juma signed up for classes at Broward and started selling used cars and learning how to fix computers. He did whatever he could to hustle new jobs and make money. And then, one day,
Adnan did disappear.
Friends and relatives say he went to Afghanistan. That would have been in the fall of 1998 or early 1999. When he came back, Shafiat Mohammed says Adnan was different.
He got a little more stern and a little more firm and a little more hard in his practices and his beliefs.
Intelligence officials say Shukra Juma had been to an al-Qaeda camp where, because of his asthma, he had to wash dishes and do menial work. Then, in much the same way he hustled jobs in Florida, he worked his way up. He learned to handle AK-47s. He studied topography and surveillance and explosives. Because he had several passports, he could travel easily. Mohammed remembers after Shukra Juma returned to Florida, he would disappear for weeks at a time. Officials say the trips were scouting missions for al-Qaeda.
Before 9/11, he disappeared totally. And I think that was about May month. The last we saw him around here was around May of 2001.
Since then, officials say there were sightings of him everywhere. Trinidad, Saudi Arabia, Germany. Now all Shukra Juma leaves in his wake are terrorism plots. Officials say he was behind the 2004 plot to attack financial targets in New York and New Jersey, and then he resurfaced in last year's subway plot. He's been indicted, and there's a $5 million bounty on his head. Officials believe he still has one goal, to launch a successful attack against the country where he once lived. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Al-Qaeda's American editor,